World War II memories, other than the fact that you were affected by it, your father was, because you moved a lot.
I tell you the one thing that I remember just like it was yesterday, and I was 5 years old, but when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, everybody thought it could be the end of the United States. Everybody was frightened, and I can remember the Dodge City Globe, the newspaper, printed an extra edition that afternoon. And I'll never forget when it came over the radio what had happened. We got in the car and a couple hours later and drove by and they had an extra edition. And I can still see my dad paying a nickel to get that newspaper. The whole headline was Japanese invade America. I think it was a very frightening experience, especially for someone as young as I was. And, you know, I could tell just looking at my parents' expressions that they were certainly concerned and frightened by this event.
As you got older during those years to 45, do you remember anything about rationing?
Yeah, I remember that gasoline and sugar, and there were some food products that was rationed. I can remember, you know, my parents talking about how all Americans had really rallied to support our country, and certainly a lot of young men and women went to war and lost their lives, but there were a lot of people that didn't go to war, but they still made many sacrifices working in plants and doing everything possible. I can remember President Roosevelt coming on those fireside chats and my parents listening, and he would tell the Americans that they needed to make personal sacrifices. Even though they weren't in the war, they could do things at home that would help us win the war.